This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Ayin Ches. And I guess we also conclude today Siman Ayin Ches. So the plan is that we will try to do Ayin Ches today, part of the Hakdama tomorrow, and the rest of it Friday, okay? And then we will be up to date, amazingly. Okay, so Simen Ayin Ches. Mishin Etzarech Lahato Mayim B'Shas Kriya. Someone who has to urinate when he's saying Shema. Haya Koyre V'Yitzchilu Meiraglav Shoysen Alberkav. Somebody who's reading Shema and the urine began dripping down his legs. Down his knees. Yeah? Poysek Ad Sheyichlu Hamayim V'Choyzer Likrois. He stops until the water stops dripping, and then he goes back to reading it. Afilum nafla abgadav. Even if the urine fell on his clothing, soiled his clothing, v'yishbahem toifach minaslat biach, and it's wet enough to make something else wet. Kivan shehem mechusim bebigadai. It's covered in his clothing. So his pants could be soaking wet with urine. It's very wet, and nevertheless, he could continue to read as long as it's not actively dripping. If the urine fell down to the ground, he distances 4 cubits. Or the amount that it's explained later in Siman Pei Beis. Are you allowed to face it? Or he waits until it gets absorbed in the ground. Even if you delayed, even if the amount of time that you pause was to finish the whole Shema, you only have to go back to the place that you stopped. The Rama says that if you delayed the amount of time to finish the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. This is the Iker. Like I wrote earlier in Siman Samachei, it depends how long it takes you to say Shema. If you have the great ability to say Shema in 10 seconds, and you pause 10 seconds, so then you would have to go back to the beginning. If it takes you an hour to say Shema, and you pause 45 minutes, you do not have to go back. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Hayakare, Hu Adin LeDivrei Torah, VeLetfila Poisek Ad Sheyichlu HaMayim L'Shtos. Likewise, if you're learning, you're davening, you have to stop so long as you're actively urinating. What about if someone's in the middle blowing shofar? The Ber Halacha and Siman Tavkuf Peches brings the opinion of the Matei Ephraim that you stop until the water stops dripping and then you go to the beginning. However, if you blew while you were actively urinating, you're Yotze. But you should go back and blow without a bracha. Why? Listen to this. Because since you need to be Mechavein, to be Yotze the mitzvah, it's considered like Divrei Torah. Oh boy, that's a wild idea. Because this is a very interesting halacha. I don't remember if we discussed it yet. Are you allowed to do mitzvahs in the bathroom? Are you allowed to shake a lulav and esrog in the bathroom? Where do we have this? By talis? Are you allowed to put on a tzitzit?
We discussed it last week about messages paying giving tzedakah on the phone or something.
All right. We did discuss that then. But do we discuss something inside? Anyone remember? Do we have this inside? Are you allowed to do mitzvahs in the bathroom? So the Matei Ephraim says, what's the issue with blowing shofar? Really, you're allowed to do a mitzvah in the bathroom. It's just, you're going to have kavanah to be yoytze. Kavanah to be yoytze, a mitzvah, is nechshav ledivrei Torah. Also, he says, you should not do avodas Hashem derech bizayin. To blow the shofar in the bathroom would be derech bizayin. Okay. Mishnah Berurah. Sorry, what? Reach ra. Do you have to deal? What about the reach ra of the urine? Okay, good point. Let's see if it's discussed. V'afilu mitzarech ha'ideza lishas harbe be'emsa tefila sheyeh kedei ligmar kula v'yitzarech ha'ideza achach lach zeroish afilu hachi mamten. Meaning, this halacha, that while someone is actively urinating, they pause, even if by doing so, you're going to have to delay the amount of time it takes to say the whole tefillah, and you're going to have to go back to the beginning because of that, like the Shita of the Rama. Nevertheless, you should delay. Hamayim, so what's this going on? You stop until the urine ceases. Va'afta lamata birkav lachas adayim mimei raglav mutter. Even if below your knees it's still wet with urine, you could continue davening. Now, tsoya al gufay mechusa bebeged, that we had in Simon Ayin Vav, Sif Dalid, whether that's an issue. We had a yesh matirim v'yesh oisrim. However, when it comes to urine, it's okay. Again, urine is not usher medayraisa, only if it's amud shel meraglayim. Right, the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Katan Beis, min haTorah ein asur likrois rak neged amud. The action of alaretz ein yisur rak midavei soifrim. That's why we're makel to be mevatelet. Fine. Bevigdai. You know what it means? Your beged, the undergarment. Your long johns are wet. Your undershirt is wet. However, your pant is dry. Because if the pant is wet, if the outer garment is soiled with urine, for Shema and other Divrei Kedusha, you have to go and remove your clothing. Or at the very least, to cover the soiled place with a different garment. So either you have to remove it or cover it. Where you will not be able to interrupt and be involved in this, you could continue davening as usual after it finishes dripping, because the isra of urine is only rabbinic, and you're already standing in tefillah, they were not goyzer on this. The Be'er Halacha says that this din, that naflu ba'aretz marchik dalet amos, is also lechatchila one shvi machmer for tefila, not just for shema. He brings that the Beis Yosef passes like the Rashba, that ain tzarach laharchik, which is midrabanan. However, later on, the mechaber is mashma otherwise. Amos, either distance for amos, oimam tenatshe yibolu b'karka kasher sheyizbar lekaman simen pei beis. Either you distance for amos, or you wait. In other words, our gersa of the Rama is oy kasher sheyizbar lekaman oimam ten. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah says you should read it, or you wait the amount of until it's absorbed in the ground, like it's mevuar in Simen Pei Beis. Kach tzarach loymer. You see the gersa change of the Mishnah Berurah. If you read the Rama, it just says you're marchik for amos. Says Rama, or the amount that it's mizbar in Simen Pei Beis, as if there's some other shear of how far you have to distance yourself mentioned in Simen Pei Beis, or you wait. But that's not in fact what the Rama means. What the Rama means is you wait the amount of time that it takes to till it gets absorbed in the ground. The Kazamagin Ram the Afta Efshar the Ayudeham Tana Alabliya Yitzach Lishas Kadeh Ligmar Kula, even if waiting until it gets absorbed would cause you to wait the amount of time it takes to finish the whole thing, Vitzach Lach, so otherwise you have to go back to the beginning. Afiluhachi ain lachish lazabi Kriyashma. Nevertheless, you do not have to be concerned by Kriyashma, the Havikukari Batoira. It's not an issue. So what if you wait the amount of time that it takes till you say the whole thing? So you'll say it again. Not a problem. It's Kekari B'Torah. Avam Nezdam Leikim Brichas Krishma. In other words, the Eitza of waiting until it gets absorbed is fine by Shema. Because worse comes to worse, saying it again is not an issue. But this Eitzah of waiting by Berchas Kriyas Shema, Toiv Yoiser Sheyachik Mehem, it's better instead of waiting to distance yourself. V'layamtin ala bliya b'karka. Don't wait until it gets absorbed in the ground. Uvidiyavidim Shabbat Berchas Kriyas Shema Kedei Ligmar Kula Einoi Choyzer L'Rosh. You don't go back to the beginning. What if you waited the amount of time to finish from Yotzar until Gal Yisrael? Then you do have to go back. So it's interesting. If, when it comes to Berchas Kriyas Shema, Hamtana Kedei Ligmaras Kula, of that bracha, you don't go back to the beginning. By Shema, the Rama says, you do. Says the Mishnah Bura, V'chein Iker, Ayin Leo B'Simon Samachay B'Mishnah Bura B'Arlach, V'yar Nisham Kol Prat Din Zeh. Look earlier in Simon Samachay in the Mishnah Bura, we explained all the details of this halacha. Let's see what that means exactly. Says the Mishnah Bura that what? La'el Simon Samachay Ritzulam Rad Detalei Ha'ikim Ha'anus Be'is Ha'hefzik Chozer Reish. That basically, when you're shok Kedei Ligmaras Kula, whether you have to go back is going to be tali on whether you were an oines at the time of the hefsek. V'achanami ha'anus. So here also, you were an oines at the time you were urinating. It wasn't you chose not to continue saying the Shema, but you were an oines. Well, inyan tefila regarding tefila im nizdamin kem emtsa. If this happened in the middle, v'himtin al havas ma'im, and you waited till water was brought. Ay al habliya b'karka b'chdei ligmaras kula nirali de'efshad ein tzarch la'chsel roish. Could be you don't have to go back to the beginning. Only by Shema. Why not by Tefillah? Ki b'diyavad yeshus mechadas harajba v'atoysus and brachos chav beiz omed beiz dir maschel mamtin desfrilu de'insach laharchik klal. You could rely on the Rajba and Toysus that really you didn't have to distance at all. Kivan shikvarhu omed b'tefillah. We just saw before that in Sivkat and Dalet, that this whole din is by Shema. But by Tefillah, it could be you could be Mekel, because distance, you're Oisek in Tefillah. So that Shita is a lifesaver here. Because that Shita would say that if in fact you did wait by Tefillah, it was not an Oines, because you really didn't have to. And in that case, you would not have to go back and start from the beginning. If so, you were not an oinus. Im loy shabab sika at sheikh la maim levad haya hashir kedei ligmar kula. Unless, if the hefsik until the act of urination stopped was kedei ligmar as kula, that would be an oinus, because that halachically you did have to wait for. Va'im bira alacha ulekaman mesim and tzadik siv chavzai mesim brusham amishiyesh lechoyli. Someone who has an illness, hametavtev meno tamin meiraglan, that's always dripping urine. Ein lekamam simin pei b'mishnah bura. See later on in simin pei what such a person should do. Okay, we're going to hold it here. Be'ezos Hashem, tomorrow will, between tomorrow and Friday, we'll try to do this hakdama, which I believe has 10 parts to it. 10 different parts to it. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good to see everybody back. Have a gesunte Zomer and a good Zman. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.